Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania has long been expected to take over the chairmanship of the Senate Judiciary Committee when the 109th Congress convenes in January. But after he won re-election to the Senate last week, Specter made headlines by saying that staunch abortion opponents nominated to the Supreme Court are unlikely to be confirmed by the Senate. Anti-abortion groups reacted angrily, and they're pressing GOP leaders to deny Specter the chairmanship of the committee that considers the president's judicial nominees. Senator Specter is now making the rounds of television talk shows trying to clarify his comments and his record.
The fact is that I have supported all of President Bush's nominees in committee and on the floor. I have never applied a litmus test. I have supported Chief Justice Rehnquist for confirmation as Chief Justice when I knew he had voted against Roe versus Wade. I supported Justice Kennedy and O'Connor and Scalia, and I led the fight to confirm Clarence Thomas. My record is pretty plain although I am pro-choice, I have supported many pro-life nominees.
That's Arlen Specter speaking yesterday on CBS. Joining me now to talk about the uproar over Senator Specter's remarks is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, is it actually possible that Senator Specter could lose his chance of chairing the Judiciary Committee?
Well, Robert, it's certainly a possibility. You have some conservative groups that oppose abortion, focus on the family, concerned Women for America, sending out appeals asking supporters to get the 9 other GOP members of the Judiciary Committee to block Specter from taking over the judiciary chairmanship from Utah's Orrin Hatch, who's term limited. Now, these groups strongly backed President Bush's re-election, and they're pointing out the fact that Specter in the 1980s opposed not only a federal court nomination for Jeff Sessions, he's an Alabama Republican who's now a member of the Judiciary Committee as well, but that Specter also voted against President Reagan's nomination of Robert Bork for the Supreme Court. Now, Specter has recovered some credibility with conservatives after that because he led the successful fight a dozen years ago to put Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court.
Now, many of his critics say Senator Specter was effectively warning President Bush last week not to send the Senate any Supreme Court nominees who oppose abortion.
Yes, and Specter insists he was not issuing a warning, but instead simply describing the reality of a Senate where Democrats have been using filibusters to block some of President Bush's most controversial judicial nominees. There are going to be 55 Republicans in the Senate next year, but it actually takes 60 votes to end a filibuster, and that's what Specter says he was talking about.
David, explain the role here of Pennsylvania's other Republican, Senator Rick Santorum, who is in the leadership and who is very much an opponent of abortion, yes?
That's right. Santorum is the number 3 Republican in the Senate. But it was Santorum who actually asked Specter last week to further explain his initial statement on Wednesday that caused such an uproar. And it looks like Specter continues to have Santorum's backing, which is considered crucial if he's going to get the Judiciary Committee chairmanship.
Other Republicans, have they supported Senator Specter?
There are, especially from the handful of Senate Republican moderates who are still there. But Specter also got some key support last spring when he faced a very stiff primary challenge from a staunchly anti-abortion Republican congressman named Pat Toomey. That support came from some of Specter's conservative GOP colleagues, but also from President Bush, who campaigned for Specter in Pennsylvania, saying the 4-term senator could be a little independent-minded sometimes. But he added, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, is the question of whether Senator Specter gets to chair judiciary to be settled in January or sooner than that?
Well, I doubt they'll wait that long to settle it. Senators will be back here next week for a lame duck session, and that would be a chance for the GOP members of the Judiciary Committee to try to settle this by holding a secret vote on whether Specter should get the chairmanship. It's something all 55 Republicans who will be in the next Senate may also vote on. I don't think they're going to want to drag it out that far, though.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Senate. This is NPR, National Public Radio.